order of business, I call for a motion to approve the minutes of the December 2nd, 2019 meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. At this time, I'd like to recognize DNR Lands and Minerals Director Joe Henderson to present the proposed land exchange, Bravo 10007. You're recognized, Mr. Henderson.
Thank you, Governor, members of the board. The exchange before you today involves the exchange of 710 acres of county tax forfeit land. Private lands compromise of 400 acres, and both sides of the exchange have been valued at $420,000. This is the last of four exchanges that have occurred over a period of 6 years. The projects involve the exchange of school trust and tax forfeit lands in the Sac-Zim Bog area for industrial timberlands in St. Louis County. The Sac-Zim Bog is located in St. Louis County. It's a renowned birding site in North America. Recognized by the Audubon Society and by birdwatchers from all over the world, the Sac-Zim Bog is a refuge for boreal bird species each year. Aside from Sac-Zim Bog's natural resource value as a birding area, much of the land is inaccessible and unproductive for revenue generation purposes. The purposes of the exchange project was to remove school trusts and tax forfeit lands out of the wetland, spruce bog, and peatland areas, which have limited revenue generation capabilities. The private lands acquired are adjacent to other state-administered properties and will increase the future revenue generation for the Permanent School Trust Fund and St. Louis County. If completed, the specific exchange will also provide better access to the management of existing tax forfeit lands. The lands to be acquired by the state would be used for timber production and public recreation. A public hearing was held on December 17th, 2019, with no objections received about the proposed exchange. All county board resolutions are on file as evidence, and all steps have been taken to comply with the law prior to the submission of the Land Exchange Board for approval. The title opinion and the county attorney has been reviewed and approved by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Legal Counsel and Attorney General's Office. With that, I will take questions if there are any.
Any questions on the proposed land exchange? Hearing none, I'd ask if there's a motion to approve Land Exchange Bravo 1007. Because this is a land exchange, a unanimous vote of the board is required. Auditor Blaha, how do you vote?
Aye.
Attorney General Ellison, how do you vote?
Yes.
I vote aye. The land exchange is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to recognize representatives from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Realty Officer Daniel Kepford and Tom Kerr, to present the next two agenda items.
Governor and members of the board, for the record, I'm Danielle Kepford, the Realty Officer located in Bloomington, Minnesota for the Fish and Wildlife Service.
And I'm Tom Kerr, the Refuge Supervisor, also located in the Bloomington Office of the Fish and Wildlife Service.
And we are here today to request approval from the Land Exchange Board for projects in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Small Wetland Acquisition Program. We will request two motions for approval. May I draw your attention to the first page behind tab 3? And I'm going to read the first paragraph. It states, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service requests authorization to purchase fee title for 40 acres of private land in the county listed below under the authority of Section 4C of the Migratory Bird Hunting and Conservation Stamp Act of March 16, 1934, as amended in compliance with the provisions of the Wetland Loan Act of 1961 as amended. The Wetland Loan Act of 1961 requires that no land shall be acquired with monies from the Migratory Bird Conservation Fund unless the acquisition has been approved by the governor of the state or the appropriate state agency. In Minnesota, approval is provided by the Land Exchange Board. This tract has been certified by the county board. We are here to answer questions or request approval for this fee title land acquisition.
Very good. Any questions on the certified fee acquisition? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the request for the certified fee acquisition?
So moved.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The request is approved.
Thank you. Now may I request your attention to the page behind tab 4. And the first paragraph is stated the same. However, it is to purchase 1,032 acres of habitat easements in three counties all of which have been certified by the county boards. We request any questions or request approval.
Any questions from the board? Yes, Auditor, you're recognized.
Were there any objections by any of the landowners on these?
No, our landowners are willing sellers.
Hearing no further questions, is there a motion to approve the request for certified easement acquisitions? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The request is approved. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, I call for a motion to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The meeting of the Land Exchange Board is adjourned.